ओके, विष्णु चतुर्थी ठाकुर अथ अर्जुनस्य शोकमोहौ कथं भूतौ इति अपेक्षाया महाभारत वक्ता श्री वैशंपायनः जनमेजयं प्रति तत्र भीष्म पर्वणि कथां अवतारयति धृतराष्ट्र उवाच इति. हाउ डिड अर्जुन बिकम बिवल्डर्ड एंड फॉल इनटू इग्नोरेंस. द स्पीकर ऑफ द महाभारत वैशंपायन स्टार्टेड एक्सप्लेनिंग द टॉपिक टू जनमेजय in the Bhishma Parva with the following words. So this is how Krishna Chakravarti introduces. Dhritarashtra Vacha, text 1. Kurukshetre yutsavo yudhartam sangata mamaka duryosanadhyah pandavascha yudhishthiradayah kim kritavantaha tadbruhi ano yutsava iti tvam bravishi eva अतः युद्धमेव कर्तुम उद्यताः ते तद्दपि किम् अकुर्वत इति केन अभिप्रायेण पृच्छसि त्यताः धर्मक्षेत्रे इति. कुरुक्षेत्रं देवयजनम् इति श्रुतेः तत्क्षेत्रस्य धर्मप्रवर्तकत्वं प्रसिद्धम्. अतस्तत् संसर्गमहिम्ना यदि अधार्मिकाणामपि दुर्योधनादीनां क्रोधनिवृत्त्या धर्मे मति स्यात्. पाण्डवास्तु स्वभावतेव धार्मिकाः ततो बंधु हिंसनम अन उचितम इति उभयेषामपि विवेके उद्भूते संधिरपि संभाव्यते. ततश्च मम आनंदेवेति संजयं प्रति ज्ञापयितुम इष्टो भावो बाह्यः. आभ्यंतरस्तु संधौ सति पूर्ववत् स कंटकमेव राज्यं मद आत्मजानाम इति मे दुर्वार एव विषादः. तस्माद् अस्माकीनः भीष्म Bhishma, what is that? Bhishmaha tu arjunena durjayaha eva ityato yuddham eva sheyaha tad eva bhuyaditi tu tat manoratha upayogi durlakshyaha atra dharma kshetra iti kshetra padena dharmasya dharma avatarasya saparikara yudhishthirasya dhanyasthaniyatvam तत्पालकस्य श्रीकृष्णस्य कृषिबलस्थानीयत्वं कृष्णकृतनानाविधसाहाय्यस्य जलसेचनसेतुबन्धनादिस्थानीयत्वं श्रीकृष्णसंहार्यदुर्योधनादे धान्यद्वेषिधान्याकारतृणविशेषस्थानीयत्वं च बोधितं सरस्वत्या. धृतराष्ट्र सेड, प्लीज टेल मी व्हाट माय सन्स हेडेड बाय दुर्योधन and the sons of Pandu, headed by Yudhishthira, were doing, having gathered together for fighting at Kurukshetra. But you yourself have said that they were desirous of fighting, so why are you asking what they did? This place is a holy place, Dharmakshetra. Shruti says, Kurukshetram Devayajanam. Kurukshetra is a place for worshipping the Lord. This is from Shatapatha Brahmana, Madhyandana. It is famous as a place which produces Dharma. Due to association with this great place, the evil Duryodhana and company could give up their anger and take to the path of Dharma. The Pandavas are naturally following Dharma. Then both sides would have intelligence to see that they should not kill their own relatives and friends and would negotiate peace. Externally, he desired to show Sanjaya that he would be relieved if this were so. Internally, however, he found it hard to restrain his depression, for if there was conciliation, then it would be difficult for his sons to claim the kingdom. What he actually says is, for if there was conciliation, sandhi, truce, then the kingdom as managed by the Kauravas would be Sakantaka. Sakantaka means with some obstacles. In Arthashastra texts, they often talk about Sakantaka Rajya and Nishkantaka Rajya. Kantaka means thorn on the foot. So if you always have some opposition from internally, which you are unable to suppress to the fully desired extent, they are considered to be thorns. So just like when you walk from one place to another, the pathway is available, but there are thorns. So to manage a kingdom like that is considered to be with thorns, Sakantaka Rajya, a kingdom with thorns. So he used this expression, Acharya Vishnu Chakravarti, that if there was conciliation, then it would continue this current status of ruling the kingdom with thorns.
Kauravas are not ruling the kingdom. I mean, in this instance, what is
Kauravas were the ones who were ruling the kingdom so far.
So that's because of the banishment.
Yeah, but before that, when were the Pandavas ruling the kingdom? They were given Indraprastha. They were given Indraprastha.
So what is the reason for the gambling match taking place?
Because Duryodhana was insulted at Indraprastha.
And not because the Pandavas were supposed to get it.
No. I think it is high time after we go through Baladeva Vidyabhushan's books, we should go through Mahabharata Tatparya Nirnaya. Without Baladeva Vidyabhushan, you get depressed upon reading Madhvacharya's. This one kills this one, this is an Asura, that is Asura Vesha, this is this thing, that thing, and all that. As Bhishma, who is on our side, cannot be defeated by Arjuna, it is better that we should fight. Let that happen. It was not suitable, however, to show such desires externally. There is a hidden meaning in the word Kshetra, field, in the phrase Dharma Kshetra. The field was a place for growing the grains of Dharma in the form of pious Yudhishthir, along with his group, who was the very incarnation of Dharma. There is a footnote here by Bhanu Maharaj that Yudhishthir was a son of Dharma or Yamaraj. The field, a place for exerting oneself in the work of cultivating, was the place in which Krishna, the nourisher of Dharma, would encourage Yudhishthir. The field, a place for many projects like blocking irrigation dikes and watering, was the place where Krishna would assist Yudhishthir in many ways to establish the grains of Dharma. The same field is also a place for weeds to grow. The weeds, enemies of the grains in the form of Duryodhana and others, also grew there but would be destroyed by Krishna. Now all of this is conveyed by Saraswati. Actually what he is saying is
Saraswati means?
Saraswati Devi.
To whom?
He simply spoke.
Who?
Dhritarashtra. He says in the field of Dharma. Okay, why did he choose that world kshetra? That is by Saraswati's influence he has chosen it.
What else could he say?
He could say so many in this Dharmasthana, he could have said. He could have used so many other expressions. He could have said this place of Dharma. Why did he say this field of Dharma? So that word field is inspired by Saraswati.
Who says it?
Krishna Chakrati.
Oh, that's what he said. But that's Bhanumara doesn't say that.
Yeah, what to do?
Okay.
He is actually saying by Atra Dharma Kshetra Iti Kshetra Padena Dharmasya. From that word Kshetra, you understand that this Dharma Kshetra, in that it means the Kshetra of Dharma. There that Dharma, from that we understand that Yudhishthira and his company, they are actually compared to Dhanya. Dhanya means grains. Tat palakasya Shri Krishnasya Krishi Balasthaniyatvam. Shri Krishna is compared to
cultivator.
Krishna krita nana vidha sahayasya jalasechana setu bandhanadi saniyatvam. And Krishna's helping them in various ways, that is comparable to the cultivator pouring water, building irrigation dikes and so on. Shri Krishna samharya duryodhanadir dhanya dveshi dhanyakara trinavvishesha saniyatvam.
Krishna's instructions you mean to say,
isn't it? Krishna's help, assistance, sahaya.
Okay.
Krishna's helped in many ways. That is comparable to the cultivator helping. And Duryodhana and others whom Krishna wanted to destroy, they are comparable to the special type of grass which looks just like grain, which actually prevents the growth of grain. So all of that is informed to us by Saraswati. This is not new, because in Bhagavatam, there are many statements by demons. Okay, the demons sometimes intend to chastise Lord Krishna or his incarnations, like Hiranyaksha criticizes Varahadev. So there Acharya Sridhar Swami says that even though he wants to mean this, in reality it means that. And the words exactly match.
Who wants to mean that?
Hiranyaksha. He says something. Oh, you are this. and he says some Sanskrit word. And then Sridhar Swami, he interprets the same thing. He translates it in a different manner, saying his intended meaning is this, but his unintended meaning is this. And that unintended meaning is all glorification of Lord Krishna. And he says, this is all inspired by Saraswati that he is speaking like this. So that device is used sometimes. What is this? Text 2. Okay. Sarartha Varshini. Vidita tad abhiprayaha tvad asham sitam yuddham meva bhavet kintu tan manoratha pratikulam miti manasi kritva uvacha drishtveti. This is Sanjay speaking. Understanding that Dhritarashtra wanted war, Sanjay then spoke to make him aware of the obstacles to fulfilling that desire. Sanjay actually understanding Duryodhana's intentions, I told him that the war that you are hoping for will certainly happen, but it will be unfavorable to your ambitions. With this in mind, he spoke text 2. Vyudham vyuhar rachanaya avasthitam raja duryodhanaha sa antar bhayam uvacha pashyaitam iti navabhish lokai. Duryodhana, seeing the arrangement of troops, vyudham, being prepared by the Pandavas, then speaks with inner fear in 9 verses starting from the 3rd verse. Drupada putrena drishtadyumnena tava shishyena iti svavadartham utpannaha iti janatapitvaya ayam adhyapitaha iti tava mandabuddhitvam dhimateti shatrorapi tvattaha sakashat tvad vadhopaya vidya grihita iti asya mahabuddhitvam phalakalepi pashya iti bhavaha. He criticizes Dronacharya. This is not found in the actual text. He tells him that he is very foolish because Drishtadyumna, the son of Drupada, was arranging the troops of the enemy. That person was Drona's student, having been taught by him, even knowing that he was born to kill him. Drishtadyumna is very intelligent, dhimata, because he has gained the knowledge of how to kill you from you, his enemy. See what will result from this in the future.
Who's leading Dronacharya?
Dhritarashtra. No, Duryodhana.
Duryodhana's dialogue is not started now.
Duryodhana is starting now. What?
But text 2 is Duryodhana.
Text 3.
Okay.
Text 3.
See, being prepared by the Pandavas, he's dying.
Okay. He says, Drupada putrena, tava shishyena. In text 3, he says, he refers to Drupada putra as your disciple. The son of Drupada is your disciple. So he says that he was first of all generated in order to kill you. You knew this. Despite knowing this, he has been taught by you. So from this we understand that you possess dull intelligence. Whereas he is intelligent. Dhimata appears in this verse. The word dhimata means that the son of Drupada is intelligent. Why did he use this word? Because even though you are his enemy, from you he has learned that technique, that knowledge by which he will kill you. He has taken it from you. So he is not a mandabuddhi, whereas he is a mahabuddhi. So now just see the consequence of this. them. Text 4 onwards. The lead, okay. Atrachamvam Mahantaha, this is a commentary on 4 to 6. Mahantaha Shatrubhish Chetum Ashakyaha Ishwasaha Dhanumshi Eshamte Yudhanaha Satikihi Saubhadraha Abhimanyahu Draupadeyaha Yudhishthiradibhyaha Panchabhyaha Jataha Prativindhyadayaha Maharathadinam Lakshanam Eko Dasha Sahasrani Yodhaye Dhyastudhan Vinam Sasra Shastra Praveenascha Maharatha Iti Smrita Amitan Yodhaye Dhyastu Sa Evati Ratha Smrita Rathi Chaikena Yo Yodha Tanyo Nordha Ratha Smrita Iti. The leaders of their troops having great bows, Ishwasa, will be impossible to cut down. That is the suggestion by his mentioning the bows. Yudhanaha refers to Satiki. Saubhadraha refers to Abhimanyu. Draupadeyaha refers to the five sons of the Pandavas by Draupadi, such as Prativindhya. And then he quotes from Mahabharata.
So just take one second. Just for a second. What are you saying?
That's all. It's just. Then he also quotes from Maharatha. This is actually from Mahabharata. A Maharatha is one who can fight alone with 10,000 archers, who is expert in both weapons and scripture. And Atiratha is one who fights with unlimited troops. It is implied that it is less than 10,000 but more than 1,000. A Ratha is one who fights with 1,000. One who does less than that is called Artharatha. Then commentary on text 7 onwards. Okay, commentary on text 7. Nibodha, Buddhyasva, Sangyartham, Samyak Gyanartham. Understand, Nibodha, who is on our side? I will tell you in order that you completely understand. Sangyartham, the word is analyzed as Samyak, complete Jnana, knowledge. Text 8. Somadattir bhurishravaha tyakta jivitaha iti jivitatyagena api yadi mad upakarasya tada tam api kartum pravrittaha iti arthaha vastutastu mayaivaite ni hatapurvam eva nimittamatram bhavasavya sachin iti bhagavaduktehe duryodhana saraswati satyam eva hasma. Somadatti refers to bhurishrava, the son of Somadatta. Commentary on text 9. They are willing to give up their lives in order to help me. Tyakta jivitaha. This is the intended meaning of Duryodhana. Though the literal meaning is they have given up their lives. What Acharya Vishwanath Chakravarti says is Tyakta jivitaha, they have given up their lives means even by giving up their lives, if some welfare will be done for me, then they are ready to even do that. This is the meaning of that. Actually, however, Krishna will say, these warriors have already been killed by me before the war has started. You be my instrument, O Savyasachin. 11.33. Thus, the literal meaning of Duryodhana's words are also completely true. What Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says is, from this statement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Duryodhana's words actually came out to be true. Commentary on text 10. Aparyaptam aparipurnam pandavaisaha yodham akshamam ityartha. Bhishmena atisukshma buddhina shastra shastra praveenena abhimataha no abhitaha rakshitamapi bhishmasya ubhayapakshapatitvat etesham pandavanam tu bhimena stula buddhina shastra shastra anabhigyena api rakshitam paryaptam paripurnam asmabhisaha yuddhe praveenam ityarthah. our troops are not up to standard, aparyaptam. We cannot fight against the Pandavas. Actually, what he is saying is our troops are insufficient. Even though protected all around by Bhishma, who has fine intelligence and is experienced in fighting and theory, Bhishma has partiality for both sides. The Pandavas are very well protected, paryaptam abhirakshitam, by Bhima, though having gross intelligence and not thoroughly conversant with fighting and theory. In other words, they are well equipped to fight against us. They are not well experienced in Shastra and Shastra, whereas Bhishma is well experienced in Shastra and Shastra. Shastra means weapon, Shastra means books of knowledge, scriptural books of knowledge. What is this screaming? Tasmat Yushmabhi Savadhanair Bhavitavyam Ityaha Ayaneshu. Therefore, you should be very careful. He says this. Commentary to text 11.
Prabhupada takes this meaning, though, we should not Pariyaptam takes, right?
Prabhupada takes Baladeva Vidyabhushan's meaning.
Politics is paryaptam.
Yeah, we'll see that. Ayaneshu vyuha pravesha margeshu yatha bhagam vibhaktaha swam swam. Ranabhumim aparityajya eva avastitaha bhavantaha bhishmam eva abhitaha tatha rakshantu yatha anyaihi yudhyamanaha ayam prishtataha kaishchin na hanyate bhishma balenaiva asmakam jivitam iti bhavaha. Though you are divided into different groups, yatha bhagam, for the purpose of entering into the enemy lines, ayaneshu, you should not give up your designated positions on the battlefield. Being fixed in your respective positions, protect Bhishma on all sides so that he is not attacked from behind while engaged in fighting with others. The implication here is, only by the strength of Bhishma will we survive. Commentary to text 12. Tatascha sva sammanana. No. Svasanmana Shravana Janita Harshaha Tasya Duryodhanasya Bhaya Vidvamsanena Harsham Sanjanayitum Kuruvridha Bhishmaha Simhanadam Miti Upamane Karmani Chetya Namul Simhaiva Vinadyetyarthaha. Bhishma, the elder of the Kurus, joyful on hearing respect given to him and to produce joy in Duryodhana by driving away his fears, roaring like a lion, blew his conch shell. The phrase Simha Nadam Vinadya uses the same root Nad twice. The literal meaning is roaring the roar of a lion. The intended meaning is roaring like a lion, according to the Sutra Upamane Karmani. This is a Sutra of Panini, grammatical rule 3445. Commentary to text 13. Tatascha ubhayatraiva yuddha utsaha pravrittaha ityaha tataha iti. Where is that? That is not being translated. And then on both sides there was Eagerness for war was exhibited in both sides. Both of them began to exhibit eagerness for war. With this in mind, he speaks the next text, text 13, beginning Tataha. Panava, Mardala, Anaka, Pataha, Gomukha, Vadya Vishesha. When Bhishma blew his conch shell, at that time in his army, suddenly instruments and conches began to sound. Where is this coming from? I don't know. Abhyahanyanta is a reflexive passive. Panava, Anaka and Gomukha are types of instruments.
No,
at least not this version here, and I don't think there are many versions for Vishnu Chakravarti. Panava is one type of drum. Anaka. Is a pataha. Pataha is a war drum. Gomukha refers to specific kinds of musical instruments.
Mardala they play in Kerala, Poonam.
Mardala is still there?
Yeah.
You know this instrument?
Create some kind of a...
like that. It is still being used?
I think so, yeah. I mean, my cousin drew. You should say Mardala, Mardala. It must be Mardala, right?
Mardala. Five 5,000 years. So many things have gone. Commentary to text 24. Okay, so it looks like there's no commentary from 14, 15, 16. But I see only commentary from 24. Okay, wait. Let me see if I missed anything. Okay, I got it. Here. This is 15. पांचजन्यादय शंखादीनां नामानि अपराजितः केनापि पराजयितुम् अशक्यत्वात् अथवा चापेन धनुषा राजितः प्रदीप्तः. The names of the conch shells are listed here starting with Krishna's Panchajanya. The word aparajita means unconquerable. However, it can be read chaparajitah, chapa-rajitah. By including the previous cha as part of the word instead of a separate word meaning and, in which case it means equipped with a bow. Rajitha means dhanusha deeptaha, one who is illuminated by his bow.
Who is the referring
to? That word chaparajita comes here, see. Drishtadyumna viratasya satyaki is chaparajitaha. Satyaki who could not be defeated. This verse can be retranslated as Satyaki who was illuminated with a bow, who shone with a bow. Okay, then we come to text 24. This commentary is a little bit slightly long. Rishikesha, Sarvendriya Niyanta Api Eva Muktaha Arjunena Adishtaha Arjuna Vag Indriya Matrena Api Niyamyaha Abhut Ityaho Prema Vashyatvam Bhagavata Iti Bhavaha Guda Keshena Guda Yatha Madhuriya Matra Prakashakaha Tattatha Sviya Sneha Rasa Aswada Prakashakaha Akesha Vishnu Brahma Shiva Yasya Tena Akaraha Vishnuho Kaha Brahma Ishaha Mahadevaha Yatra Sarvavattari Chudamanindraha Swayam Bhagavan Shri Krishna Eva Premadhina San Agyanvarti Babhuva तत्र गुणावतारत्वात् तदंशाः विष्णुब्रह्मरुद्राः कथम् ऐश्वर्यं प्रकाशयन्तु किन्तु स्वकर्तृकं स्नेहरसं प्रकाश्यैव स्वं स्वं कृतार्थं मन्यन्त इति अर्थः यदुक्तं श्रीभगवता परमव्योमनाथेनापि द्विजात्मजा मे युवयो वर्दिदृक्षुणा इति यद्वा गुडाका निद्रा तस्याः ईशेन जितनिद्रेण इत्यर्थः अत्रापि व्याख्यायां साक्षान् मायायाः अपि नियन्ता यः श्रीकृष्णः स च अपि येन प्रेम्णा विजित्य वशीकृतः तेन अर्जुनेन मायावृत्ति निद्रा वराकी जिता इति किञ्चित्रमिति भावः भीष्मद्रोणयोः प्रमुखतः प्रमुखे सम्मुखे सर्वेषां महिक्षितां राज्ञां च प्रमुखतः इति समासप्रविष्टे अपि प्रमुखतः शब्द आकृष्यते द लॉर्ड ऋषिकेश दो हिमसेल्फ द कंट्रोलर ऑफ एवरीवन सेंसेस वाज दस ऑर्डर्ड बाय अर्जुन कंट्रोल जस्ट बाय हिज वर्ड्स लिटरली कंट्रोल जस्ट बाय द सेंस ऑफ हिज स्पीच सी हाउ द लॉर्ड इज कंट्रोल्ड बाय प्रेमा दिस इज द इंप्लिकेशन ऑफ कॉलिंग द लॉर्ड ऋषिकेश हियर इज द सिग्निफिकेंस ऑफ द वर्ड गुडाकेश Akesha means Vishnu, A, Brahma, Ka, and Shiva, Isha. Gudakesha means he who gives them, Akesha, the experience of the sweetness of the Lord's affection, just as sugar, Guda, gives the experience of sweetness. Therefore, Gudakesha refers to he who, by bringing Krishna under his control, gave Vishnu, Brahma, and Shiva the opportunity to experience Krishna's sweetness. Where the Supreme Lord Krishna, the crown jewel, source of all avatars, being controlled by Prema, followed the orders of his servant Arjuna, how could Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva, his mere expansions as Gunavataras, show off any of their prowess, instead by manifesting affectionate feelings for the Lord themselves, inspired by Arjuna, they felt successful. The Lord of the spiritual sky, Mahavishnu, said, Dvijatmaja me yuvayor didrukshana, I brought the Brahmana's sons here because I wanted to see the two of you. You understand this logic here? He is saying that even Vishnu is attracted to Krishna because of Arjuna.
Why? Because of Arjuna.
Because of Arjuna only they went to Vaikuntha, no? The 89th chapter of 10th canto.
No. The attraction is caused by Arjuna?
Because of Krishna's affection for Arjuna only all this happened. So therefore,
because of Krishna's Arjuna for affection, he went there.
Because Krishna's affection for Arjuna.
What is the difference? What did I say? I
said
Krishna's affection for Arjuna.
No, Krishna's Arjuna for affection, you said.
Okay. Krishna's affection for Arjuna. I'm becoming Sanskrit.
Yeah.
Krishna's affection for Arjuna.
Therefore,
because of Krishna's affection for Arjuna, Krishna went to. See Lord Vishnu, correct?
Yeah, all those, even that happened, you read
so
that.
You would say that,
you read
no, that past time I know, what I'm saying is, so what do we conclude? The past time happened because of Krishna's affection for Arjuna.
Yes, so Arjuna is so great that he has brought the Supreme Lord under control.
Okay, fine. But what if you said something else, you checked your recording what you said.
No. What I said, this is because of that, it is because of Arjuna, Lord Vishnu exhibited his attraction to Krishna. That is my point.
How could Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva as near expansion of Gunavataras show off any of their powers?
So this
so
is
Vishnu is also mere Gunavatara?
He functions like a Gunavatara. The basis for that is this 10.89.58. There is very detailed commentary in Vishnu Chakravarti's explanation. And in, see it comes here. In Krishna book, Prabhupada brings it up. He brings it up in fact in the last chapter. This is actually very important. This is dealt with in Krishna Sandarbha also. See, it is understood, this is in chapter 90. It is understood from the speech of Mahavishnu that he was very eager to see Krishna. He was so eager to see Krishna that he did not hesitate even to give trouble to a Brahmana. Anyway, this is a very detailed explanation. This will be analyzed in great detail later on in 10th canto Vishnu Chakravarti's own commentary also. Gudakesha can also mean the Lord Isha of sleep. Gudaka, the controller of the senses. Even Krishna, who is the direct controller of Maya, became controlled by Arjuna's prema. Thus, despicable Maya or sleep was conquered by Arjuna. He spoke in front of Bhishma, Drona and all the kings. Though the word Pramukhataha is compounded only with Bhishma and Drona, it refers to everyone. Thus, the meaning is putting his chariot in front of Bhishma, Drona and all the other kings. It's a good explanation of this complicated sentence by Vishnu Chakravarti in the last portion of his commentary. What is this? Did I miss something? Oh, okay. Commentary to text 26, Duryodhana adinam ye putraha pautraha cha tan. Putra and pautra refer to the sons and grandsons of Duryodhana and others on the opposing side. Trishtvetyatra stitasyetya dhyaharyam. Seeing all these known people, my mouth has dried up. The phrase, as I stand here, should be added to the beginning of the sentence. As I stand here seeing this, my limbs become weak. Then, text 30. Viparitani nimittani dhanan nimittako yam atra me vasa itivat nimitta shabdo yam prayojanavachi tatascha yuddhe vijayinaha mama rajyalabhat sukham na bhavishyati kintu tad viparitam anutapa dukham eva bhavityarthah. Nimitta is used in the sense of end result, just as the goal of money is a good residence. I will not get happiness by attaining the kingdom if I win the war, but rather will suffer sorrow, the opposite result. Now, if you listen to Prabhupada's lectures on this, he sometimes seems to be taking material from Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Shreyona Pashyamiti Dvavimo Purushavloke Suryam Mandala Bhedinau Parivrad Yogi Yuktascha Rane Chabhi Mukhe Hataha Ityadina Hatasyaiva Shreyo Vidhanat Hantustu Na Kimapi Sukritam. Nanu Drishtam Phalam Yasho Rajyam Vartate Yudhasya Iti Ataha Nakankshayiti. I do not see any benefit in killing in this manner. Na shreyo pashyami. The scriptures say such thing as the sannyasi engaged in yoga and the warrior who dies facing the enemy attain the sun planet. This is Parashara Smriti. Thus it is better that I die rather than kill them, as there is no piety in this killing. See, the logic is this. The scriptural statement says that the warrior who dies facing the enemy, he attains the sun planet. So if I also die facing the enemy, I will attain something beneficial. It doesn't say that if I kill someone, I will go. It says if I am killed, I will go. Therefore, it is better that I am killed rather than me engaging in killing. Because in the activity of me killing, there is no Sukriti. Whereas in the activity of me dying, there is Sukriti.
You are reading the direct translation, right?
Yeah.
Not the...
But this is correct, but it is not clear. Here it's much more clear in the original Sanskrit. Ityadina hatasyeva shreyo vidhanat. Benefit has been prescribed for the person who has been killed. Hantastu na kimapi sukritam. For the person who is doing the activity of killing, there is no sukriti. There is no piety. But by fighting you gain kingdom and fame. I do not desire victory, kingdom or happiness. It's all very nice. Nanu, is this correct? Yes. Nanu, Agnido, Garadashaiva, Shastrapani, Dhanapaha, Kshetradara, Paharicha, Shadete, Atatayinaha iti, Atatayinam ayantam, Hanyadeva, Vicharayan, Natatayi, Vathe dosho, Hantur, Bhavati, Bharata, printing mistake. Ityadi, Vachana, Desham, Vadaha, Uchitaha eva iti, Tatraha, Papamiti. But it is said, the arsonist, one who poisons, one who attacks with weapons, the thief, the stealer of property, and the stealer of one's wife are considered aggressors. And also it is said, without consideration one should kill the aggressors as there is no fault in killing them. So the first quote is from Vasishtha Smriti, second from Manusmriti. We saw both of them in Sridhar Swami. Thus the scriptures prescribe killing in the case of aggressors. Ityadi vachana, based on these statements such as this, esham vadaha uchitaha eva, to kill these people is certainly appropriate, is it not? Tatra aha papam iti. Anticipating that, Arjuna speaks the text beginning papam. Etan hatva sthitan asman atattayinam ayantam ityadikam arthashastram dharmashastrat durbalam yaduktam yagyavalkena arthashastrattu बलवत् धर्मशास्त्रम् मिति स्मृतम् मिति तस्माद् आचार्यादीनां वधे पापं स्यादेव न च अहिकं सुखमपि स्यात् इत्याह स्वजनम् इति. Arjuna answers with this verse. Killing them, we will remain, but we will be sinful. The above instructions are from Arthashastra, but those instructions are weaker than those from Dharmashastra. Yagyavalkya says, the rules of Dharma Shastra are stronger than those of Artha Shastra. So he has quoted the second half of the Yajnavalkya Smriti verse that Acharya Baladevidya, Acharya Sridhar Swami had quoted in full. Thus, though they are aggressors, they are also Acharyas. In killing Acharyas, we will incur sin. We cannot also be happy in this life or the next, since the act is against the rules of Dharma and against the conclusion of reasoning. Thus, he says, how can we be happy having killed our own people? What he actually says is, tasmad acharyadinam vadhe papam syadeva. By killing personalities such as our acharyas, certainly there will be sin. Na cha ahikam sukham api syad. And we will not even get happiness in this life. With this in mind, he speaks the text beginning, svajanam. Svajanam hi katam hatva sukhinasyama madhava. How can we be happy by killing our own relatives? This is referring to ahika sukha. Aihika sukha means happiness in this life. There is always consideration of happiness in next life. Happiness in next life is more important than happiness in this life. But he is saying that what to speak of happiness in next life, even happiness in this life we won't get. Then text 37. Nan vedi tarhi katham yuddhe vartante tatraha yadyapiti. Why does the opposing side want to fight then? He answers this anticipated question with this text. Text beginning yadyapi. Text 39. Kulakshayeti. Sanatanaha kulaparampara prapta tvena bahukalatah prapta ityartha. The right contact maintained by the family, which has passed down from many generations, will be destroyed with the destruction of the family. These family traditions have been described as eternal, which means they have been received since a long period of time, having been received through kula parampara. Kula parampara means family lineages. Text 40. Pradushyanti iti. The text begins with Pradushyanti. It doesn't begin with that. He is dealing with the portion beginning with Pradushyanti. Adharma eva ta vyabhichari pravartayati iti bhava. When adharma is prevalent, the woman of the family will become spoiled by becoming adulteress. Literally what he is saying is, it is adharma that will make them engage in adulterous activities. This is the implication.
So you are saying that Maya has a role more than just showing her wares?
Yeah.
Huh? Elder Rule strongly makes the point that Maya does nothing actively.
No, it is that adharma that itself will cause them to engage in vyabhichara. Vyabhichara means adulterous activities. This is the implication.
No, but this could mean to say that the opportunity will be large.
No. There's nothing like that. When you are sinful, when our sinful reactions affect our minds, then that becomes the cause. That is why that fall down sequence comes. Kama, krodha, bija, iti, all that.
But he is saying that we are holding on to Maya, not that Maya is holding on to us.
No, Maya holds on to us because we turned away from Krishna.
Yeah.
That's all.
If you turn away, turn this way, that's all over.
That's always over. Then Maya will also turn. That's true.
No, but you know why?
Because I am turning. The example is coming straight from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Maya is like police constables who beat, who sink people inside water. No?
Okay.
So they are real people who really beat you. So Maya really does beating. She gives a shoka, moha, bhaya. All three she gives. She's an active person.
No, I agree, but then the subtlety of that is that if you're repeatedly saying that in the classes, that there's a basic sense of it is correct. I think he's just extrapolating it to, it's becoming too simplistic. Like, okay, Maya is like a shopkeeper. She's just showing you things.
No. She's not a passive shopkeeper. She's a very active shopkeeper. She puts the product in your hand. Take it for a test. There's many things she does. Maya is not some passive shopkeeper.
Yeah, I think that's the impression that I get.
She is much more aggressive than these ordinary shopkeepers.
She'll give you a car, put you in the car, come on, drive it now. Just
drive it now. So many things. And she says, take it for a ride, just take it for, keep it with you for 1 month, you pay it later, this, that, all that, you know. More than aggressive Americans.
Because it has two potencies, right? One is the covering potency, one is the throwing potency, right?
Yeah.
So,
Avaranatmika, Prakshepatmika. She covers information. That is only one part of her. And she also throws you. You try to escape her, then she actually catches you and throws you back. That is why there are two features of Maya.
So being conditioned to whatever you are.
Yeah, because until you turn back to Krishna, you have to turn back to Krishna. That's all she is watching.
I hear the example that suppose you venture into the enemy's territory, you get shot. That's it. Okay. So he's saying this pre-existing bullets.
What is pre-existing bullets?
Pre-existing bullet means you are the cause of the bullet being hit.
No. The place is bad, but the place is continuously is being bombarded. Don't go. Prabhupada gives the example of a fan that's running. You are touching it and you are getting hit. Don't touch it, so you won't be hit. It is not that after I touch only fan goes on. Fan is going on, don't touch. Text 42. Doshairiti, utsadhyante, lupyante.
No, the whole concept that he brings up is that, what is this? You're holding on to Maya and saying, oh, Maya is troubling me. It's not like that.
No, Maya is troubling me because I have turned away from Krishna.
Yeah, so you think just turn away, that's all over.
That's a fact. If I turn back to Krishna, but see, turning back to Krishna, first of all, you should understand, Krishna and Maya are two opposite poles. So turning towards Krishna automatically includes turning away from Maya. It is not that Krishna and Maya both are in the same pole. So me turning towards Krishna does not necessarily mean I have to turn away from Maya. It's not like that. Maya and Krishna are two opposite directions. So if I want to go towards Krishna, I have to say no to something.
So if I
come on bhakti marga,
we are holding on to Maya. That's one sense too. I mean, we are holding on, but it's not to give up. That's it. Maya is not holding you, but it's not. I don't think that analogy is fit. Fits properly.
No, we are holding on to Maya.
That's fine.
That is fine. That is what is the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, but it is not that simply by knowing the situation you can get out of it.
Yeah.
You have to turn away, first of all you have to turn towards Krishna and Maya has to release you.
Yeah, just because you're turning, see the point is it's just like a prisoner in the prison house, okay? Just by his desire to get out of it, you will not get out of it, right?
No, that desire means you...
You have to also perform...
There are so many things you need to do
in
order to prove to Maya that you are desirous.
Yeah.
You simply tell Maya, actually I want to go towards Krishna, please leave me.
And this is where the problem
nothing, she will give two more slaps, that's all. Two more slaps she will say. She will say, every living entity comes to me and tells me all this. You think I will just believe you just because you say that? There are so many things you need to do to demonstrate.
Like the prisoner.
Because both Krishna and Maya, both of them are watching. Both of them need to be convinced that you want Krishna and not Maya at all.
So he is talking of some kind of, I think he has not referred to some kind of instant presidential pardon. It's not like that. It's not instantaneous presidential pardon.
No. Krishna instantly forgives, but...
You're not going to release immediately.
You'll be...
You are released. I'm saying that's what it says. No,
you're...
Radha Kamal Kamba.
No. Your release notice has reached you inside the jail. But there's a process of getting released. And you have to cooperate with everyone who's helping you get released fully. The release has begun. Release is not complete within one instant. The process of release has begun. So you have to go through that. Now while going through that, if you make a mess, then again you're back. Okay, 42. By the faults of...
But then the question of instantly Prarabdha karma is destroyed if you adopt, then instantly you're out of prison.
No, but that Prabhupada explained, how can you be liberated? They asked him, how can you be liberated while in material existence? He said, just like you're in a boat, and the boat is in the ocean. So you're liberated from the ocean. But you're still in the ocean on a boat. You are not in the land.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
That is called liberation in material existence. You jump back into, you can jump back into the water. In the land, now you can jump into the land only.
You go to the edge of the land, jump.
That is okay. You can go to the edge of the land and jump. But here you just go to the edge of the boat and jump, no? And Prabhupada also said, when the waves of the ocean moves here and there, the boat also moves like this.
Yeah.
Okay, those features don't exist in existence in land.
It's like provision certificate. You get in the, when you pass a degree, you get a provision certificate.
Is it? What is it called?
Provisional certificate.
What does it mean?
Provision means
suppose
temporarily. It's not a permanent certificate.
What is the permanent?
In the convocation, you get the degree certificate.
It exists even now.
Yeah. You get provisional certificate.
Why do you require provisional certificate?
To apply for higher courses or get jobs and all those things.
No, but you need to be confirmed to have passed now.
Yeah.
So it is confirmed that you have passed. Only then they give you provisional certificate. Then why are they waiting to give the factual certificate?
It's not a very good example. Yeah.
But for some reason it is done like that.
Yeah, no, it is. You will get a permanent certificate. It's not like there's no chances of you not getting it. That will happen. Definitely you will get it. Here it's not like that. That is, the analogy doesn't work. Does it?
Well, Lord Krishna treats us when we agree to go towards Him. He and Maya both will treat us as if we are actually they treat us as those who are eligible for release. That's all. There is a difference between released, imprisoned, and those who are imprisoned and who are eligible for release.
Yeah, even if the presidential order comes, it's not instantly. There's a process for that.
There's a process.
In between the process, you can do something crazy.
Yeah,
like
then go.
Correct. It's like presidential pardon, it's correct.
Presidential pardon in India also takes a few days or something. Or at least
yeah,
few
whatever,
hours.
Whatever, it's not instant. Oh, they don't read, okay, presidential pardon is going to release him. It's a process. There's a process, right? He has to sign something.
Yeah, at least go sign an acknowledgement receipt. If that he doesn't want to sign,
and
instead of that he
says no. Going out, like Kairi Prabhu says, Amakrishna, somebody said, prisoner is sending us out of the, he said, releasing a prisoner from jail. Why going out of the jail? He simply slaps the guard, he crazy fellow. So they immediately put back into the jail. Like that. You should not slap the guard on the way out.
And he should not put a bomb inside the prison while
coming
out and all that. He should not do anything. He should just cooperate.
Yeah. He should not get angry, this guard would put me inside the jail. He cannot think all those things. He should slap the guard. That's
all. He cannot do all that. Okay. By the faults of mixture of castes, both the caste rules and the family rules will be destroyed. Utsadhyante. Sankhya Sangrame Rathopaste Rathopari Iti Sararta Varshinyam Harshinyam Bhakta Chetasam Gita Su Prathamodhyaya Sangata Sangata Satam. Sitting on his chariot, Rathopaste, amid the battle, Sankhya, Arjuna gave up his weapons.
Sankhya,
printing mistake. Thus the commentaries on the first chapter of the Gita, Sararta Varshini, has been completed for giving joys to the hearts of devotees following after the tradition of our Acharyas. Sangata Sangata Satam, by the association of the saints. Okay, we'll stop with this.